The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
#839 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. It's one of those things where my voice sounds a little better, but I feel a lot better. My throat doesn't hurt nearly as much today. I have no idea what this is. This is one of the weirder things that I've ever dealt with. But went to bed really early last night, before 9 o'clock. Slept all night, and I think that really helped. I just think I need to rest it. Of course, I chose not to rest it, and I'm doing the show today, but I'll see, this would be a good day for liberals to call because I can't really get all that animated and loud. And like the caller said yesterday, half my voice tied behind my back, or not caller, but emailer, just to make it fair. It's true. It's true. It would, this would be the day for them to call. Of course, I could always just pot them down, but I mean, I can't, animated is the word I prefer to use. I can't get animated with them. Just throwing that out there. You know what? There's going to be an inordinate amount of entertainment news in the show today. Because there are a number of things out there. Remember what a big deal it was when Carson left the Tonight Show? Even the big deal when there was the whole feud where Leno briefly left. Tonight's his last night, and then Jimmy Fallon takes over. Remember when Conan took over and then Leno wanted it back? The primetime thing was a flop. NBC wanted him back there. Now it's just kind of quietly happening where Jimmy Fallon is taking over and just... not as much. What I find interesting is all the statistics they're throwing out about who were the butt of his jokes over the years. So there's something else in the entertainment front that I want to get to. We'll get to that. I'll tell you what we're going to spend a lot of time on. There are two things. One, Democrats trying to spin the positive that Obamacare disincentivizes people to work to the tune of 2.5 million people. And they're trying to find the upside to that. After 9 o'clock, we are going to spend a lot of time talking about Republicans in the state Senate going wobbly on tax cuts, on Governor Walker's tax cuts. Well, we don't think that's important to people right now. Really, where the hell are you getting that? And is Mike Ellis's DNA all over this? We're going to get into all of that after 9 o'clock. I want to start with a follow-up, and I'm actually going to thank a fellow talk show host for pointing this out to me. He emailed it to me. This deals with the cross the line story in Marinette that we've been talking about for days, where kids were asked incredibly personal questions in front of other kids. Have you ever contemplated suicide? Have you ever had a family member or more than one family member in jail? This is supposed to be an anti-bullying effort. I think it would lead to more bullying if a bully heard the answers to those questions, and they were yes. I think that's so obvious. Now, I did a piece on this for RightWisconsin.com. Charlie Sykes, a Milwaukee talk show host, read my piece. He's involved, obviously, with Right Wisconsin. He read my piece on his show. That prompted one of his listeners to send him the website, the Free Child Project, where the training for crossing the line comes from. Charlie was kind enough to send it to me. So did you see this? No, I hadn't. Here is the home website of the Free Child Project. And basically instruction guide for facilitators crossing the line. So here's the instruction. Here is most likely where the Marinette Middle School got the idea to do this idiotic exercise, which I think exposes children private information far more than it should. They deny that any of it was written down. We don't know that. But in any event, having other children hear this is a horrible idea. Introduction. When facilitated right, Crossing the Line is a powerful, interactive, and effective activity that builds diversity awareness within a group. The goals of this activity include helping participants learn about themselves, give participants an opportunity to reflect upon their self and cultural identity, allowing the community involved to appreciate its own diversity more, and learn to treat each other like the diverse human beings we all are instead of homogenized, singular, cultureless beings. I'm not even sure I understand that. Seriously, I'm not entirely sure I found that. I get that. Points to ponder. Education should not be the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. William Butler Yeats. Directions. The following is a list of recommended instructions for crossing the line. This activity requires thorough facilitation and should not be conducted carelessly or lightly. Read over the directions closely and email any questions you have to blah, 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 blah. 35 minutes, about 45 minutes for discussion. Publicity. This is the part I want to get to here. They have a note about how you should publicize this exercise. This instruction comes from the website that facilitates this stupid activity, the Free Child Project. Youth engagement specialists. Publicity. Keep it vague. It seems fair to describe it as a workshop where we find ways in which we're both different from and similar to each other. Be careful about overbilling the workshop. You know what that means in plain English? Don't share the details with the public. Well, the Marinette School District got that one right. They get a gold star, A+ on that, because they tried to hide this thing and hide this thing. And I actually believe that my open records request on Monday is what prompted them to release the questions. Shortly after I did that, then they released them they put them on their website. They weren't willing to do that on Friday. Be vague. And then they talk about content. Be careful not to draw too much attention to the facilitator. The focus should be on the exercise and the group. This is a diverse organization. We've spent the last couple of days. Now, here's the other thing. As I read through this, okay, I don't see where it talks about the age appropriateness of this. Let's see. Okay, no pressure. Now, this is right, this is important too. This is right from the website that facilitates this exercise. No pressure. No one here is under any pressure to respond in any particular way to any of the questions. If you have any doubts about sharing some part of yourself, you should feel perfectly comfortable with your decision not to walk across the room. Okay. Marinette School District claims that's the way this was done. Students claim they were threatened with in-school suspension if they didn't take part. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of that. I just don't. I'm not sure why students would lie about that. Here's what I would say. The initial reaction when students were talking about the very personal nature of some of the questions, the district seemed to deny that, such as, have you ever contemplated suicide? Well, there it is. Some of the things that were being poo-pooed is, no, that's children. No. Well, there they are. They're in the list. So I don't know. That's going to be he said, she said. But this does make it very clear that it should not be forced that they, if they're uncomfortable answering any particular question at all, then there's a list of questions, and you can see this is exactly where the Marinette School District got it. Although there are some questions that they didn't use, to my knowledge. Listen to these, Jason. You consider yourself a Democrat. You consider yourself a Republican. You consider yourself a socialist. You consider yourself a feminist. Now, again, it doesn't say what age this would be aimed at. Let's see. Then some of the ones that were used. Your parents have either divorced, separated, or never married. At least one of your parents died. You feel estranged or unconnected. There have been times when you seriously felt that if you could choose, you would not choose the ethnicity into which you were born. Yes. You have a learning disability. You have a physical disability. Now, Jason, imagine, listen to this next one. Listen to this next one. Imagine a middle school student answering this in front of other students. I want you to think about that. Go back to middle school. Have you ever questioned your sexual orientation? Are you kidding? Boy, it's a good thing my voice is. I want to shout right now, and I can't. Now, this one, to my knowledge, I'll have to go back and check the Marinette list. I don't think that one was used. And here is what I should do. I should find the person who did this, you know, not the person, but the people who put this together for the Free Child Project, why the Marinette School District thought this was a good exercise, and what they thought was going to be accomplished here. Yes, you're supposed to take a step forward to answer the question. Have you ever questioned your sexual orientation? You really expect a middle schooler, again, I don't know if that's who the designers of this intend that for, but that's where it was used. Yeah, or even physical disability. What the hell is it with the modern education establishment that they think this type of sharing is healthy? And I don't consider it sharing. I consider it extracting. And they say that a student could opt themselves out. And I will give the Marinette School District credit for this. That is the one thing they admit they screwed up on, is parents should have been notified. Because to leave it to kids to opt themselves out of this is just nonsense. But I stand by what I said when this story first broke. This, to me, seems part of this ongoing trend where there is this obsession by the education establishment for students to open up about their personal lives, their home lives. And I just don't understand that trend. Well, I do, actually. I think it's part of the nanny state. Well, the more we know about them, the more that we can be the parents. We can figure out what's good. We can really help this child if we know everything about them. Got another one for you quickly. Don't know if you know where Lodi, Wisconsin is. You know where Lodi is, Jason. Have you spent any time there? You did. I've just driven through it. I know where Lodi is. I have driven through it. Where would you call it? What part of the state would you say kind of? I'm thinking central western, about that, if I'm thinking in the right place. Okay. The mayor of Lodi, Wisconsin, is proposing an ordinance, listen to this, that would prohibit alcohol and tobacco advertisements within 500 feet of schools, playgrounds, parks, rec facilities, child care centers, and libraries. Pretty much anywhere a kid could see the ad. This has been tried in other cities and other states. It will never pass constitutional muster. But again, the nanny state, well, for the common good, kids drinking is bad. Kids smoking is bad. Who doesn't agree with that? So it's okay to violate someone's First Amendment rights to advertise or to sell advertising or to buy advertising for the greater good. That defines liberalism. We know what's best for you, so even if it runs afoul of the Constitution, it doesn't matter. This just will never fly. You're not going to be able to protect children from these advertisements. They are legal products. As long as they are legal products, you should be able to advertise them. I still think the 1971 ban on broadcast advertising of tobacco is unconstitutional. And I'm surprised that it has never been successfully fought as unconstitutional. Tobacco is a legal product. If you don't want it to be a legal product, ban it. Well, that's never going to happen. So they're trying to de facto ban it by pretending it doesn't exist. It does. And as long as there are people who can sell it, they should be able to advertise it. It's just amazing to me that, really, I know Lodi's a sleepy little town, but apparently they have nothing more to worry about than that. There are a number of states, cities, where this is not a winning battle. All right. In the time that I have left, because I continue to get calls and emails on this, I want to tell you again about the weight loss program that I'm on. And I have hit a plateau. And what's interesting about this is they account for that, and there's a way they can tweak the diets. They have, of course, Dr. Jason Litwin, and the program is Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I've lost about 13 pounds, but the plan can be modified if suddenly you're not on the course that you want to be. And I have spoken with Dr. Jason Litwin, and he's going to do that for me. So many listeners are asking me, Jerry, come on, explain how this works. Here's what I can tell you. You eat lean meats, you eat veggies, you eat fruits. If it was made by man, you pretty much don't eat it on this diet. And then what a lot of people say is, well, okay, in a diet like that, though, you lose all the weight you want. How do you keep it off? Unlike most other, and it's not a diet, it's a weight loss program. Unlike diets, there is a one-month transition. They can really tailor this to you. Some people lose all the weight they want in the month. If you don't, the second month, the program is half price. And then there's the transition back to a quote-unquote regular diet. I've tried the other ones. They leave you on your own, and the weight comes back. I've lost a lot of weight. I've gained a lot of weight. The goal here is to lose it and keep it off. If you want to hear more, 920-268-1386. Those of you that email me and ask me to explain it, I'm pointing you to Dr. Jason Litwin. He's the professional here. 920-268-1386. One more time. 920-268-1386. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to dive right into the Republican State Senate and why they are, and this might be a mild word, balking at Governor Scott Walker's tax cuts. David Flatabo of Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin will join us. Try to get exactly what ground zero looks like in Madison. Who's the troublemaker here in the state Senate, in Republicans? And what are the prospects of Governor Walker getting the tax cuts for you that he wants? It's 8:56.